Varmt välkomna till avsnitt nummer 47 utav Champagnepodden. Och idag är jag väldigt glad att jag har min sambo Jessica med mig här i för- och eftersnack.
Tack och hej.
Och du var även med i på intervjun också.
Precis.
Du pratade inte så mycket dock.
Nej, jag satt med under intervjun och lyssnade och hade en fantastisk födelsedag.
Ja, precis. Intervjun spelas in på din födelsedag.
Mm.
Och fy fan vad varmt det var.
Ja, oh, shit alltså. 47 grader.
47 grader. Vi spelade in intervjun utomhus, men...
Under parasol dock.
Ja, det gick inte att sitta i solen. Det var helt omöjligt.
Nej, man blev stekt.
Ja, nej, det var helt sinnessjukt. Och vi pratade lite grann med odlarna, framförallt uppe i Côte du Blanc, alltså Chardonnay-regionen. Och det var en hel del druvor som hade blivit brända där.
Mm, tyvärr.
Hur många procent var de sa? 20%?
Ja, 15-20 tror jag.
Precis.
Någonstans där.
Någonstans 15-20% som hade blivit brända på grund av att det var för varmt.
Precis. Som tur är så kunde vi svalka oss med lite champagne den här heta dagen.
Ja, det brukar vi ofta kunna göra. Men vi ska i alla fall lyssna på en intervju med Champagne Bommallé.
Mm.
Ny spännande producent som då drivs av ett ungt drivet par. Pauline och John.
Mm. Jättetrevliga.
John är väl samma namn som Celos son, va?
Ja, det stämmer.
Precis. Får se om de gör likvärdiga champagne.
De har helt olika stilar, så...
Ja, det kan man säga.
Men likvärdiga kan de ju vara för det.
Absolut. De är ungefär lika gamla, tror jag.
Mm.
Jag tror till och med att John Bommallé är lite yngre. För John Celos är nog född 83, precis som jag.
Ja, okej. Okay.
Så kan det vara.
Kul fakta.
Kul fakta. Intervjun är inspelad i Champagne, såklart. På Chateau Sassy.
Ja, ett fantastiskt ställe. Det var första gången vi besökte Chateau de Sassy. Men det var ju supervackert. Man kan även bo över där om man vill. Det är ett hotell.
Precis, man kan bo där, man kan käka.
Mm.
Och de hade någon typ av, inte spa, men de hade lite behandlingar här för mig. Så man kan ta lite massage och... Ja, om man nu känner att man vill spendera pengar på det.
Istället för champagne?
Ja, eller så kan man göra båda. Men det är inte så himla roligt att lyssna på oss. Så att vi klipper till intervjun och sen så kommer vi tillbaka efteråt. So we just moved to the beautiful Chateau de Sassy to meet Champagne Bommallé, Pauline and John.
Yes, hi.
Did I pronounce your name?
Yes,
correct.
Yes, perfect.
Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you.
We met in Stockholm about 3 months ago.
3 months ago, yeah. In April, yeah.
In April, yes. And you were in the French residence to show
yes.
your champagnes to,
exactly.
to the Swedish customers.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And it's a very hot day today. And
40,
it's
going to
be even warmer tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
I've heard.
Yeah. Better today than tomorrow.
And we have to tell the listeners, we're sitting in the middle of the vineyard.
Yes, surrounded by vines.
Yes, and of course outside.
Yeah.
Of course outside.
Very nice. I think Bommallé is not so very well known in Sweden yet.
Yeah.
No.
So could you please start to tell us a little bit about yourselves? And then also history of the house and the house of Bommallé.
Okay, so it is an adventure. I love to speak about this with this kind of word, adventure. I started in 2012. I have met a chef de cave. I explained him that I would like to create my brand, and he told me that it's going to be a hard way, but I don't renounce it. I just say okay. I just want to do that, and
that's
we will see. Yeah, it's my dream. I haven't a vineyard yet, and it was it was the beginning of a huge adventure for us. And so the first bottle that we
got out,
got out the cellar. It was in 2015.
Yeah.
And I just want to go on the on the road with my car and to present, introduce my wine of a restaurant and a wine cellar, and It was an adventure.
Yes. What kind of cuvée was it, the first one?
The first one, it was a Brut.
A Brut.
A Brut, yeah. Because I think it's a more emblematic wine in Champagne, and it is a signature for house of Champagne or brand of Champagne.
Yes, it's the most important cuvée.
It is the most important cuvée. It's the one that is the most favorite for the people usually. It's mainly Pinot Noir and a little bit of Chardonnay.
And Meunier too.
And
sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But in ours, there's only Pinot Noir and Chardonnay.
Yes.
He started with only this cuvée. And then it grew, actually. He started with, I think you sold maybe that year 2,000 bottles, something like this.
Yeah, 2,000.
And then he went to 5,000, and then we got married. And he said, okay, look, the business is growing and I really want to take it there, meaning the future.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I think we're going to explain maybe later. Do you want to join me in the adventure? And so I said yes. It started to be a family adventure.
Yes.
Family business.
International adventure, because Pauline is
I'm Belgian.
Yes.
So they love Champagne too. It was a strong thing for me to have Pauline in my team.
That's why you chose me, right?
But Pauline, you're born in Belgium.
Yeah, I was born in Belgium, and I did my studies in Belgium and in England as well. I met Guillaume. I worked in companies such as L'Oréal and Mars. So big companies, worked in marketing and sales. And so now we work together, and I joined Guillaume in 2017. And we work together. Guillaume is more looking after the blend of the wine, even though we decide together, but he's more the creative side of the business, and he's also the commercial part. And I look after marketing, finance, and everything administrative.
Sounds like you're working 24 hours a day.
almost. Sometimes we work at weekends. You know, it's when you have this family business, like it's very common in Champagne.
Yes. But you're still young.
We are very young. And it's a challenge, and it's also I wouldn't do anything in another way now that I know this. You know, it's okay, sometimes we talk about business mainly every day, so even during the weekends or during the holidays. Holidays for some are not holidays, but for us it's another way of living, and we like it. So
yes. And you're born in the Champagne region.
Yes, exactly. I born in Champagne region. I have met.
Where in the region are you born?
I born in Paris, but yes. I live all my life in Reims.
Okay. Do you remember when you tried the champagne for the first time?
I think what I was 3 or 4 years old.
Yes.
My parents tasted me with the finger.
It's been love ever since.
Yes. Yeah. It was the first contact with the champagne, and perhaps it was a dream during all my study. In high school and everywhere, when I check, big brand and champagne, I dreamed to work in yeah. Champagne, and I discovered the adventure of Champagne because I make some internship in a company, and after I work in big company in wine and Champagne.
Yes, and there are no regrets that you
no regrets
Champagne.
No regrets. I think that's when you know the life goes on really fastly. Yes. So. I just want to make my dream to put a fit,
yes,
and to put all my person in,
yeah, mm-hmm.
in the champagne,
yeah,
yeah. yeah. And of course, we should drink some champagne.
I brought a Blanc Suprême. It is one of your, I think, most emblematic wine of Champagne Bonvalet. Blanc Suprême, it's champagne in a premier cru. It is a blend of 70% of Chardonnay from Grove. It is the extreme east of the Côte des Blancs in premier cru, and 30% of Pinot Noir from Bisseuil. We do first alcoholic fermentation. We
and
do
to the listeners, this is your entry-level champagne. This is the most important cuvée.
No, it's our most elegant cuvée.
Most elegant.
Yeah. Yes. So the first one was Brut Suprême, which Guillaume started with.
Yes.
Yeah.
And okay. then a year later, he wanted to have a more specific wine with Premier Cru.
Yes.
So more, yeah. That's actually the reverse of the other one. The other one is 70% Pinot Noir
yes.
and 30% Chardonnay, so that is the Brut Suprême. And the Blanc Suprême is
the opposite.
70% Chardonnay and 30% Pinot Noir in premier cru. So you have really the balance of the, you can, when you taste them together, you can really see the typicity of the Pinot Noir and then typicity of the Chardonnay and how it brings a wine
so
to life.
So if you like more heavy, more fruity, then you go for that one. And if more fresh, elegant, you go for
exactly.
the Blanc.
Yeah. yeah, exactly.
This one.
We should make a toast.
Okay. Yeah.
Cheers. Skål.
Skål.
Skål. Skål.
Sorry, I don't have my glasses. Mm.
It's a beautiful wine.
Yeah.
So as you can see,
this is a wine I could drink it for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner.
Yeah.
For midnight snack also.
Midnight snack, yeah, yeah. I can do.
but tell us about the philosophy and all the work behind this. Mm.
We are not an organic wine, but we want to use the natural yeast to make our first fermentation. And we want to have no acidity in our wine. That's why we do the malolactic fermentation.
Yep.
And after that, we make the tirage. And after, we put the whole bottle in our cellar to wait the prise de mousse.
Yes.
And our wine stay minimum 2 or 3 years in cellar. This wine, Blanc Suprême, stay around 3 years in our cellar.
Okay.
It is for us the best way to have a good quality for a wine of Champagne.
And this, you have a base year, and then you have also a reserve wine?
Yeah.
Yes. For this one, it is a 2016.
2016, the
yeah.
base?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reserve wines, it's how many percentage?
It's around 15.
15 or 20% maximum.
Yeah, maximum.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is to find, you know, whole signature of the years before.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like when you're blending wines, you don't have the specific recipe. You taste the grapes, how it tasted this year, and then sometimes the blend can be a little bit different. Or
yeah, the blend can be a bit different, and also sometimes when we look at the wine, and we taste it, we are also thinking about the dosage, you know, of
yes.
sugar. We're thinking, okay, so we taste the blend, we think, okay, this Chardonnay this year is going to be beautiful with that much Pinot Meunier or Pinot Noir. And then we make the arrangements when we do blend, and then we add the sugar, and we think, okay, let's try with 8, 7, 6, and we try to find the perfect balance. So we're not like, okay, we want to do a six,
no.
you
yeah.
know, 6 grams per liter. No, we let the because that's, you know, bringing some kind of control to
yes.
to nature.
Yes,
mm.
and we want the
For
nature
sure.
to express itself and also to be a wine that is interesting,
yes.
but it's not too complex either,
mm.
and that also can be really nice for champagne lovers, yes, but also for champagne amateurs that only discover that wine now. So yeah, we really try to find the right balance so that all in all, it's a very the best bouquet it can be.
Yeah. I think it's very, very nice. But do you have the philosophy of making this exact same wine every year, or do you want to improve all the time?
Exactly. We want to make each year a photography of the terroir, because the most important thing for us, it is the terroir. Each year we have a difference of, wind, raining, sun, everything. So the most important thing before to make a blend of cépage, it is to work the most important thing is to work the vineyards the best, yes, the best way.
That's what I really like with the smaller producers, is open-minded, yeah, and taking care of the terroir, and that's the most important thing.
You know, for us, terroir is what Mother Nature gives you. Mm. It's a blessing, and we should be respectful of it and not want to do, just make it whatever you want. It has to express itself as well. And so, for example, in this blend, this cuvée Blanc Suprême, it might be that this year it's 70-30, but maybe next year it will be 80-20 or 75-25. And it will be also dosage might be different. Yeah. But all in all, it stays kind of the same.
Quite low? Or is it,
sorry?
This dosage is 6, 7?
8 gram each liter.
Yeah.
And we don't want to put a lot of sugar. You know, the sugar is like a mask for the imperfection of wine. Mm-hmm. So we are in vigilance.
Yeah, we...
It's like a makeup for women.
Yeah, exactly.
exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
If you're beautiful, then you don't need any makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's why men never wear... No, sorry.
And it's exactly it. And it might be that, next year we'll taste it and we'll be, okay, 8 grams is... It's also very good with 7. So let's go with 7, So it will be different, but... All in all, the bouquet will be kind of the same year after year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We won't go for big changes in the blending, for example.
And what's the total production for Bombalet at the moment?
Last year, we did 15,000 bottles.
15,000.
And this year, we plan on going for 34,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we are developing big in export.
Yes.
So in European countries, and then after when we will have our new buildings.
Yeah, we have to talk about your future plans.
Yeah, exactly.
We heard it. You got great plans.
Yes, we've got great plans.
It's great plans, because when you want to grow in Champagne, you have to find some place, and we have to find your way and to the way of vinification, your own vinification, your own buildings. That's why we are build a new building in Pierry, close to Épernay. It is a great place because they create, a dynamic place of the Champagne and house that they want to leave the little village, because they cannot grow anymore. That's why they want to find a new place. Mm-hmm. And Épernay, it's still taken by big house, so yes. It was a nice
strategic
place
for us also to be there. And so we have new buildings where we'll be able, we have the production site.
Tank steels.
You're only working with steel. There's no...
Yeah, for now we only work with steel. Actually, our plans is that we want to have an hectare of vines that we want to grow in organic.
Yeah. Okay.
And we want to work this organic cuvée, so it won't be much bottles, because an hectare is not that many bottles, but still, it's a start. And we want to actually do the fermentation in oak barrels.
Okay.
But of course, we will do tests before.
Yeah.
So that's our plans. For two plans, really like to have a range that is very specific, very very special, with a stronger typicity maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And in this site, so we have all the production parts, the office parts, and then the welcoming parts. So
yes,
we'll have on the second floor, we'll have a big big room for the tourists coming, visitors, for welcoming them, and we want to have this experience of workshops. And really educate the people about the wine, so just not make it just like a visit you can have. So you visit the cellars and then you taste the wine. No, more of a interactive conversation with maybe special themes.
Mm-hmm.
And this room will be overlooking the vineyard of Epernay, so with
nice.
A very nice view. So we're really excited to have our own buildings.
You want to be a little bit special and educate people coming there, and so they learn things
yeah.
about your champagne, but also
champagne in general.
Yes.
Yeah, because we've noticed that, of course, we do a lot of champagne visits, not because we produce champagne that we just drink ours or that we just don't look around. And we've noticed that a lot of people coming to us, actually, they were coming every year, but they still really didn't know how you make champagne and how you work the vine. And they don't really know, but they're really interested in it.
Mm.
And we think that when people know more, they can also taste better, and they can educate their taste better.
Yes.
And the smell, the way they smell champagne.
And what's it like? Because sometimes when you make a tasting of champagne, a lot of brands say a discover of this champagne. But what kind of taste you like? It is
yes.
the most important thing for
yes.
us, for our clients or our partner or professional partner. The most thing that's to create an experience, an interactive experience between us and them.
And I got a little curious regarding that maybe in the future you will have one hectare?
Yeah.
Will it be maybe a single vineyard champagne in the future? Do you think you will produce a single vineyard champagne in the future?
Only with this one plot.
Normally, yes,
yes.
With the old barrels, because
yes.
we want to...
Sélection parcellaire, you
yes.
mean?
Yes, sélection
yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's your dream. Because when you create a sélection parcellaire, you have, you know, the experience of this kind of area. So you can feel each year like a difference, and to create, you know, a vinotech.
Yes.
And to see the evolution of.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The vineyard
yes.
with the each year, and to create, you know, a great wine.
Then you can also see if you're doing the right work in the vineyard, if it's improving all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that we want it to be organic, so it's
yes.
going to be very interesting to work with that. And we hope that some years going on, we have more than 1 hectare, of course. So.
Yeah.
And when will it be opened for people to make reservations to take a course?
I think around July or June, July 2020.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll be able to welcome visitors, and we'll be very, very happy to have our first visitors.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then of course August and September are not the best time to come in Champagne, but then as from there, October, whenever they want, and I think we'll have a possibility to book the moment online, so it's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'd be very happy to have Swedish people over as well.
Yes,
we meet a lot of Swedish people in Champagne.
Yeah, they're really interested in Champagne. Yeah,
we also see a lot of people from Belgium.
From Belgium, they come.
It's very popular.
We had some visitors last weekend.
Yeah.
And they were taking over some champagne for their wedding.
Wedding,
What champagne did you have for your wedding?
Ours, of course.
Which one?
The Brut.
Magnums or?
In magnums and in bottles. For the service, it's easier for both, the waiters. Yeah.
And how many bottles were empty?
I don't remember.
It's around 300.
Okay.
It's around.
So it was like 50 guests?
No, 10.
Oh, poor them, because we wouldn't have been able to be back home then.
Yes.
Yeah, we were like 500, as we said.
Yeah.
500, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk more about the vineyards. Today it's really, really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last year, during this week, it was also 40 degrees. So mm-hmm. the climate change is getting warmer and warmer.
Maybe it's because you come here and it's going to really, really hot.
Yeah, maybe that's why. But do you do anything specific to fight the future climate changes to keep the freshness in the champagne?
I think it's an excellent question because, as you can see, we see that big brand going to buy some vineyards in the north of Europe to find, like in Royaume-Uni, in England, some vineyards. So it is a great question because we have to rock differently the vineyard. We have to prepare the vineyard
for
the challenge of the climate. The climate.
Yes.
So it's really, I think it's a question, you know, it's not only the question for the Champagne area. It is a question of all the vineyard in France.
Yes.
We have to be able to prepare the vineyard to fight against this kind of new climate, really hot, really cold.
Yes.
And it's organic, it's an organic plan. So I think the best way it was in 10 years. Now we are, you know, in the changement arrive, it's tomorrow.
Yes.
So, okay, we have some lesson to have with this kind of things, and we have to write now work to prepare the best way for the vineyards to fight again, but natural, not with synthetic, you know, synthetic liquid of something. The best way is.
I think now some are building basin. Where the water from the rain just comes in.
Okay.
It assembles in there, and then they use it again for bring maybe water to some vineyards.
Okay, so it's allowed to collect the water from the rain.
Yes.
And it's actually in it's almost it's I think it's obligatory. You need to, for example, for our building, we'll have a what's called in French a noue. Mm-hmm. So it's this kind of basin where all the water collects, and actually you can leave it there and it just evaporates, or you can find a way to actually use it. And I know that they're working on some solutions to actually use it in another way and bring it to the vineyards that really need water. There's also, I think, solutions on the way of working the soil around divine.
The biodynamic work, the soil work on the vineyards with preparation of the name is preparation 500 or 501. Mm-hmm. It's a preparation to protect the plant naturally.
Okay. From this kind of changes.
Yes, but can you also? I'm just thinking. Can you have like more? Let the vines grow with more leaves to bring more shadow to the vineyards, or maybe in the future you will block the malolactic fermentation to keep.
I think there is two ways. The first way is to prepare the vineyard, and the second way is to perhaps to work different in your fermentation.
Yes.
And I think it's the two ways that we have to make the best elaboration and the best way for the two parts. But each part are really important. Yes. I think the most important, first of all, is the vineyard and yes. the work in vineyard. And how to work in the best way for this evolution. And the second part is only the tasting of the chef de cave, yes. That they can feel, you know, vin clair. Yeah. And after the vin clair, to take the best.
There needs another way of fermentation. Maybe, as you said, malolactic.
To block the malolactic.
Won't be necessary anymore because the wine enjoys much more sun than it did. Maybe 10 years ago.
Yes.
Mm. I think there's a lot of change, and I think we feel the emergency now because it's particularly hot this week. But some years where we had a very, very good harvest and the quality of the wine was excellent, there also were days that were really hot like this.
Last year was it a good harvest for you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Excellent.
Yes.
Last year was excellent. And 2017 was really bad. But,
yeah, 17. Yeah. Nobody
17 was really
we
bad.
We won't see so many vintage 17s.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not really... might be for the vineyard that it's not exactly the heat that is... of course, too much heat like this is not that good. But actually, heat is not what the vineyard fears the most. I think it's more water and hail.
Yes.
That provoke a lot of loss for people, especially I think this year was especially bad in Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm, Bordeaux.
And in Aube.
In Valley of Rhône too. Valley of Rhône, okay. In the meridional way. Mm.
So it's more about the too much water that what we fear, mm-hmm. rather than sun.
When you're home and you don't drink Bon Valais, do you drink any other champagnes?
Yes,
of course.
Of course, of course.
And can you tell us if you have any other favorites?
Favorite, we have a lot of favorite, but...
Do you have the same taste? Or is it different?
I think it's different.
I think it's different, yes. Yeah.
So, Pauline, which one do you prefer?
I have a few that I really like. I'm not in... For example, I'm not personally into champagne rosé. It's not really my thing. And I like the extremes. So I like blanc de noir, I like blanc de blanc, and also the dosage that's not too much dosage. So you can really feel the wine, per se. One of my favorite wines is champagne blanc de blanc.
Yes.
So it's the cuvée blanc de blanc from Champagne Trichet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I really like that one. I also like Forget Brimont.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we discover many of them. We drink sometimes Frédéric Savard.
Yes, Frédéric Savard, Jean-Philippe Troussé, yeah, Troussé Guimard, Charton, Solos. Yeah, Charton Taillé, excellent. I think Benoît Déhu too. In you know, I think it's not the place of the crew. It is the magician. The magician is the chef de cave that he creates some amazing wine. That's I think.
So do you get the inspiration from any other chef de caves that you?
Inspiration for
me. Inspiration.
Yeah, yes. Yes, a lot of inspired me. Like the first one, I have to say it, it's Bruno Charlemagne.
It's
an old chef de cave that we work with him. And after, I think it's, you know, Didier Depont, Michel Fauconnet, you have, you know, Thierry Gascou, a big name like that, in a big brand, because we need, when you are a little brand like us, we need big brand because they are, you know, they make champagne brand in the world. So yes. We need of this kind of person and this kind of magician. And after you have a little house. And when we are talking about Frédéric Savard or another one really famous, okay, we need it too. And so I've got a lot of inspiration of a lot of chef de cave right now.
Yeah, good. You have to try from all of the region.
Yes.
Exactly. And, you know, we're not just, I think, first and foremost, because we obviously, our background is not champagne. I mean, mine is totally not. Guillaume, his parents don't have vineyards or anything. It came from a passion. We are wine lovers, first yes. And foremost. And Guillaume is a very well-educated wine lover. He taught me everything, mostly. And you wanted to have your own brand. It was your dream. It's also because you were a wine lover. No one just think, okay, I want to have a brand of champagne if they don't like wine in the first place.
No.
You know, that would be weird. So
because it's not easy.
It's very hard.
It's hard in champagne more than...
It's not like you are a millionaire.
No, exactly.
Yeah. You have to work hard.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's also a lot of bets on the future. I mean, it's entrepreneur's life in general. So it's a tough challenge. And Guillaume also got the education in different other big brands and even in other regions than Champagne.
Yes.
And so we have also a group of friends that really like to discover new champagnes or new wines in general.
Mm-hmm.
So we are kind of curious about this. We love the Burgundy region. We did a lot over there.
Mm-hmm.
Valley du Rhône as well.
Yes, of course.
So we don't only drink champagne. We drink a lot of different wines,
Alsace,
and we have tasting.
Alsace too, because Alsace is the first way of a notoristic world. Mm. It's the first region to create this.
Yeah,
it's important to speak about that because all of region in the France copy the Alsace region.
So we go to fairs where we discovered Australian wines, South Africa wines, and we really like this. It's one of our way of spending our time.
And yes, it's really important. And when you're going to have our building, we get a vinotech. And after to taste our wine, we want with a professional, for example, to have a discover of another, you know, wine. Because when you share something, you share a taste, you share a part of you.
Yes.
That's why you have to make to create a link between the person, and after that the person discover your wine, they like it. Okay, we have to, you know, to educate more than the champagne, to educate in another region, another tasting, another thing, and to create something magic.
Yes, of course, of course. I think you're gonna do great in the future, but I know, I think so. Really think so. I love your champagne, and I would like to see it in Sweden. But you don't have any importer in Sweden at the moment.
Not yet.
We have a few clients, but they're just contacting us directly.
Yes.
So we have maybe five to ten clients that order maybe twice a year or something like this. But it would be easier with an importer. So we're looking for an importer or distributor in Sweden at the moment.
I think it's going to be time for us to have lunch.
Yes, of course.
I'm getting a little bit hungry. It was a champagne breakfast or champagne brunch.
Champagne brunch and then a very nice lunch at the Chateau de Sassy.
Yes.
It's going to be very, very nice. And I hope that we get the opportunity to visit you in the future.
You're most welcome.
Of course, we will come a couple of times before your building in Piri is finished. But when it's finished, we would like to come.
Sure.
At its inauguration, you will be
invited.
The most welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being in the podcast.
And thank you so much to visit us in Champagne and to come from so far. So you are welcome again.
Och där var intervjun klar med framförallt Guillaume. Det var han som pratade. Och vilket härligt par de är.
Båda pratade.
Båda pratade, men Guillaume pratade mest, ska jag säga.
Ja, men de är helt fantastiska. Supertrevliga och framförallt väldigt kompetenta och och drivna.
Verkligen. Och det känns lite grann som att det är Guillaumes dröm att få producera champagne.
Mm.
Och att Pauline är väldigt härlig. De var gifta, var de inte det?
Jo,
härlig fru, precis.
Ja. Som era gärna följer med på den resan. De gör det tillsammans.
Och deras champagner, vad kan vi säga om dem?
Ja, men, alltså, de är ju väldigt unga, de vi provade. Eller alla, de är, det är ett ungt hus.
De hade
startade 2012.
Fyra olika kuver, va?
Precis. Ja, men goda, friska, krispiga.
Enkla. Tillgängliga.
Mm.
Någonting som man kan dricka till frukost, lunch, middag och till efter kaffet, ungefär. Vi kan väl prata lite grann om våran champagneresa också. För det här spelades in under våran så kallade semester. Där vi först var i Normandie en vecka.
Ja, och sen vidare till Champagne en vecka.
Precis, och fick vara med om värmerekordet i Champagne.
Ja, det var likt förra sommaren så var det alldeles för varmt.
Och nu var det ännu varmare. Det toppade på 48 grader, va? I
ja, 47-48 grader var det som mest.
Ja.
Då är man tacksam att man kan svalka sig ner i källarna.
Ja, det var nästan... Nej. Det var för varmt helt enkelt.
Precis, tyvärr. När det blir så varmt så orkar man inte göra någonting. Vi hann med några besök i alla fall.
Det gjorde vi, men vi hade väl 1-2 besök om dagen.
Ja.
Och källarna var faktiskt lika kalla som under vintern. Som håller sin konstanta temperatur. Men vi kan prata lite kort om din födelsedag.
Mm.
Eftersom att det var då vi spelade in. Vi, efter intervjun så åkte vi vidare till Rens och checkade in på...
Hotel de la Paix.
Precis, de la Paix. Där de hade AC.
Ja.
Det frågade vi innan vi checkade in.
Ja, det var ett av önskemålen, eller kraven kanske man ska säga. Ja, vi träffade ju Maxim från... som exportchef på Heidsec och käkade middag på fredag.
Precis, vi käkade middag på en restaurang som hette Guelton.
Mm, det var väldigt gott.
Ja, fantastiskt bra. Prisvärt tror jag. Vi blev faktiskt bjudna. Jag tror att det var tack vare att du fyllde år.
Det förutsätter jag, tänkte jag säga det. Det tror jag också. Det var väldigt generöst.
Mm, och vi hade med en flaska champagne Charlie Reserve Missan Cav 1990 som vi delade. Som var väldigt härlig.
Den var nästan för ung.
Ja, den var nästan för ung. Lite som du kanske. Och sen kan vi säga att kvällen avslutades med att Jessica och Maxim stod och flossade i Maxims lägenhet. Och efter det så visade jag Maxim hur man gör en golfsving på bästa sätt. Var det så?
Så var det.
Det var så vi kommer ihåg det,
eller vad? Det var så bilderna kommer ihåg det.
Ja, precis. Ja, men jag kommer ihåg det. Det var jag som stod och filmade när ni flossade.
Jag bara skojar. Det var väldigt trevligt.
Det var supertrevligt. Men ska vi prata lite grann om kommande provningar? För nu har vi ju lagt upp lite provningar på hemsidan.
Mm.
Och nästkommande provning är den 20/9. Mm. Musik- och champagnequiz.
Den 20 september helt enkelt.
Precis, 20 september på Hotell Kungsträdgården.
Ja, ett nytt koncept. Det ska bli väldigt kul att,
precis,
att få testa att ha ett musikquiz till champagneprovningen.
Så att vi provar 7 stycken olika champagner. Och helt blint.
Mm.
Varje champagne har då 5 stycken kortare musiksnuttar som ledtrådar till vad det är för någonting man dricker.
Mm.
Och sen tävlar man i par om 2. Och så kan man vinna fantastiska priser.
Härligt.
Tror jag.
Det ska bli kul.
Ja, det ska bli jätteroligt. Det ska bli jätteroligt. Och jag hoppas att den blir fullbokad snabbt så att vi kan, så att vi kan lägga ut ett datum till.
Mm.
Vi har även Non-Vintage Challenge i Stockholm. Och även i Skåne.
Vi
kan börja med datumen i Stockholm som är den 24 och 25 oktober. Och Non-Vintage Challenge är ett koncept som vi kör för tredje året i rad. Där vi halvblint provar 15 champagner i 2 flighter. Och deltagarna får då sätta betyg på de olika glasen. Så att man vet inte vad man dricker för någonting. Och syftet med den här provningen, det är ju att man ska sätta ett ärligt betyg. Så att man, vad ska man säga?
Ja, man inte blir färgad av varumärke eller andras åsikter. Och också att...
man sätter ett betyg utan att se flaskan helt enkelt.
Ja, och att man faktiskt också ska kanske få hitta sin egen stil. Genom att testa alla årgångslösa, eller inte alla, men de här 15 årgångslösa kampanjerna mot varandra.
Mm. Superkul.
Mm.
Jag önskar att jag kunde vara deltagare på den här. Vi kanske kan göra så att vi tar undan en flaska, så kör vi en omgång hemma också. Men som sagt, 24 och 25 oktober på Hotell Kungsträdgården. Och ni hittar fullständig information på
hemsidan. Och samma provning kör vi också nere i Skåne på Eva på torget i Kivik den 19 oktober.
Passa på att anmäla er till info@champagnesweden.se innan det blir fullbokat. Jag vet att första datumet för Non-Vintage Challenge har en hel del bokningar. Men det är lite gärna kvar på den 25.
Mm.
Så ni får passa på där. Behöver vi säga någonting mer innan vi avslutar? Rundar av? Vi ska gå en promenad nu.
Ja, inte mer än att Bon Vallée var väldigt kul att prova. Och ett väldigt härligt ungt drivet par. Och jag tror att vi kan få se mer av dem i framtiden.
Precis, och vi ska göra en shoutout till att Bon Vallée har ju ingen importör i Sverige. Så att det är någon som är intresserad av att importera Bon Vallée. Så kan ni höra av er till oss också, så ska vi sätta er i kontakt med Bon Vallée. Men vi avslutar väl då med att vi säger att vi dricker ju champagne alla dagar som slutar på G.
Det låter bra.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.